Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
That's his game. They don't get back. He was looking. Now look at his steal. Here's the steal. Three on one. Alley-oop. Oh, my goodness. Marcus Mendez.
And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops in.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mapin. About midway to the midday with Marcus Mapin. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mapin. So sit back and relax and watch Mapin.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mapin on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mapin and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Mapin here on 93.9 The Ville. Steve Rummage. Marcus maybe joining us today? I don't know. We'll see. See how that goes. But Nikki
guess
B
is as good as I.
Nikki B in the booth.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Good morning.
Yeah, it's good,
good
to
morning to you.
Yeah, good to have you here, man. Good to have you here. So yeah, we got
hey,
all this.
Well, you still need your sounder.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that, yes, man. I appreciate that. As we roll on with another day in the days of our lives here at the University of Louisville, it's starting to feel, I don't know, it's starting to feel like surreal a little bit. Like I don't know, I can't explain it. Like yesterday felt to me like, okay, this feels like we're in a, how do I explain this? Like a totally different search.
Yeah.
Than what we were in before. Does that make sense?
No, like, it does. It feels like we've gone through like stages
of
this.
Yeah. And it's starting to feel like, okay, like I was mentioning when we were going back and I was remembering back when we were talking about Cronin and Oates and, you know, and stuff like that. And it was like, now it feels like we're in a absolutely just different level of the search. Well, a level, we probably are in a different level, but it's like, I mean, that's, I think that's pretty obvious, but just like a whole new search in general. I don't know. It's, but here we sit on the 27th. I mean, I can't fathom we don't hear something today. I don't know that to be true. But if you know, and it's been 12 to 14 hours, so I don't think Jody would be mad at me now. But if Jody Demling's report yesterday or last night is true, it's down to Pat Kelsey and Richard Pitino. Both are available. I just can't imagine that we don't hear something, you know, like here pretty soon, right? I mean, if that's, we're not talking about guys that are not available, so it's like, all right, well.
Is it one of those things where the longer it goes and you don't hear something, it means it might, that Josh Ertz is still in play, or does it, I mean, it, like, seriously,
know,
like, it's one of those things
maybe,
where, like, the silence can be deafening.
Sure.
You know, like, I don't know. I mean, Sully said that he thinks that he's still very much in play.
Yeah, I mean.
With Kelsey and Pitino available, you got to think that, you know,
yeah,
like you said, the announcement might be imminent. I don't know.
No. I mean, no. And listen, the more it goes, I mean, the more you can ask about anything. I mean, I suppose. I mean, like I said, there were reports out there that said shirts was out, and Jody said that too. So I mean, I tend to believe Jody actually over some of the, because I do know, you know, his info goes to, I believe, to from the university. He has good connections there. He also said Shaheen Holloway was out.
I was just about to say, I was like, are those any of those dark horses added or subtracted to the list?
Well, over the last couple days, it's felt like Shaheen Holloway's name was like still in there maybe. And now somebody sent me a plane yesterday that was coming from Newark to here. So it's like, okay, I don't, that may not mean anything, but maybe it does. I don't know. Maybe Shaheen Holloway's flying it here. I don't know.
You know, where's the Louisville Public? We need John Q. Public out there.
Yeah.
Letting us know that they saw Jerome Tang at Ollie's Trolley. Sure. You know, we need you guys. Come on. Yeah.
And like, I mean, but like you said, man, I mean, I tend to think just it sounds like Schertz is out, but I mean, the longer it goes, who knows? Maybe he's not. I don't think anybody knows right now. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of where we're at. Bob Huggins has thrown his name into the hat, apparently.
That was fun.
With Jerry Eves this morning, so we got that going for us now.
Here's the thing.
So we're in full circus mode.
I would love Bob Huggins.
You would. You pick between Josh Schertz and Bob Huggins. That's what we'd all be sitting here going.
I'm just saying, and I know I'm not alone. Like, quietly, actually, your heart of hearts,
it would be.
You'd be okay with Bob Huggins.
I don't know, man. He made some comments about the Catholic religion that.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't. No.
Pretty Catholic cities.
That was the rather impressive shooting yourself in the foot back to back.
Don't think you would be good here.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
But I know you weren't saying that. I mean, that obviously, right. But his just in general. But yeah,
just his coaching acumen.
Let me calm you down. Nobody, Bob Huggins is not in consideration for the Louisville job, just so y'all are aware. Don't want anybody to freak out over that. It's not going to happen. But yeah, man. Yeah, it's like here we are. Another day, another conversation. So again, if reports are right and it's Pat Kelsey or Richard Pitino at this point, I mean, you know what my druthers are in that, but I mean,
Here
we are.
I don't know enough about Kelsey. Like, I mean,
it's not a bad resume. I mean, he's been at Winthrop. He comes from Chris Mack. I will say that. So he's that same type of
muck it up.
He's Chris Mack if Chris Mack was on speed.
Okay.
Like, he's very, you know, and like. And
would that translate well?
A lot of the same belief systems as Chris Mack. He's very, you know, like, I don't know that he would be.
More on strength, less on speed type thing.
Yeah, and a little more pack line-ish. He does like to get up and down. He was at Winthrop for a while. So then he went to College of Charleston. But he's been to the tournament like four times.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's won conference championships. He
took Winthrop there a few times, right? I mean, it's not just College of Charleston.
Oh, no, he's only been at College of Charleston for like 3 years.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He has some qualities that, like I said, he took the UMass job, and an hour before the press conference, he declined it.
Ooh.
Told him he was done. He was out. I mean, there was some people were a little upset with back when Sandy Hook happened.
Right.
He kind of had a statement that some people were like, no, it was nothing against Sandy Hook. Let me be clear. I mean, he was very compassionate.
Right.
But some people kind of, the timing of it, they were like, this feels a little forced.
Little or like staged. Right.
Like you're trying to make this a little bit about, you know, he would maybe, I don't know how he would work here. But his resume is not, I mean, I wonder why he's not gotten a better job yet. But I mean, you know, he's got a tribal tattoo down his left arm. I mean, like he's
got some bro dude qualities.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying I got along great with Chris Mack, so
like, yeah, no,
I mean, I'm fine. Yeah, but yeah, I mean,
Would he, because I mean, Mac is a coach, I think he's a terrific coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when things are good with him in the community, they're great.
Yeah.
But he did.
I think that's how Kelce would be.
But
if things are good, it would be awesome.
Right. But what the
when it was bad, get, I think people would be like, that guy's a, you know what, you know. But it's not a terrible, it's not a bad resume, though. I mean, like, so. Yeah, anyways, we'll get Cardinal Cam in here. I know a lot of people want to get in today, 8150, 93.9, 3831, 93.9. I'm going to get to the text line, but we'll kick it off here with Cardinal Cam. What's up, buddy?
How's it going, fellas?
All right, this is it, man.
I didn't know. I've been trying to keep up with the coaching search. Is Shaka Smart off the table? Is that not a thing that might happen or may happen?
To my knowledge, they inquired about Shaka Smart, and he pretty much told them, I'm good where I'm at.
Yeah, I was going to say,
yeah.
I'm good over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't
Marquette's
think
that's kind of home for him.
Yes. Yeah. He's from there. I don't think that's Louisville centric. I just don't think he wants to leave Marquette.
Exactly.
He's winning there. Yeah, he's winning there. He's got NIL money there.
It's home.
It's home for him. He's in the Big East. Like, I don't think he really needs to. I don't know. I mean, maybe it would take a North Carolina or a Kentucky to come after him, but I don't think he's. I just don't think he's going to leave there.
I think where we're at now, between, I don't know too much about Kelce, but it kind of sounds like from what you're saying, he's like a Coke Zero, Chris Mack.
That's not actually a bad analogy.
Coke Zero, Chris Mack.
I think Richard Pitino might be the pick out of all of us. I'll talk to y'all later, man. Have a good day.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, I do think it Richard will probably be an overwhelming favorite if that's, again, and then I would just, what Jody was saying yesterday, and again, that's on his paywall, so I don't want to go too far into the extra stuff he puts on there, but I mean, he put that on there last night, so we're talking 12 hours ago. I think if that ends up, that's where we're choosing from. Like, if you want to argue with me that we should be choosing from better candidates overall, okay. But for whatever reason, we're not. So,
right. Yeah, so we're just in like, the situation we're in.
So, yeah. I mean, like, if you want to tell me, I don't want Richard. I want, like, a guy called in, and I felt him. He called in yesterday, and he was like, I don't want Richard. I want Sean Miller. Well, you was here. Never mind. You know, it's like, well, okay, but they're not going after Sean Miller. So, I mean, we can argue that, but we're just going to kind of waste our time because he's not on the table.
Yeah, we're kind of peeing in the wind a little
bit.
There.
Yeah, we can argue Sean. I love having Richard here. You guys know how I feel about that. But, yeah, I mean, if Sean Miller was on the table, would I take Sean Miller? I probably would.
Right.
Over that. So, but it's where we're at. And that seems to be where we're at with those guys. Let me get some of the text line really quick because I just caught up with it. So, let's see. Oh, somebody said, thank you. Crushed it on the space last night. That's funny. Can Josh just hurry the you-know-what up? Let's see, Steve, if we get Richard, it's all thanks to you, buddy. You got me hyped the other day. Okay, well, I'll take credit for it. And I want my paycheck, because I saw somebody said that the local media is getting a paycheck from Richard.
Oh, we are?
Yes.
Oh, neat.
So I want that.
I need to make sure my tax ID gets turned
in. I want that paycheck and that cut. Steve, we are in a simulation. I'm convinced now. Yeah, I agree. It does feel like that. Bob Huggins is interested. Yeah, so am I. let's see. Could they be? I'm sorry. Who was it? Oh, okay. Could they be waiting to announce something Monday when Richard's buyout is reduced? Here's my only thing with that. You're only, I say only, it's about $300,000+ difference, right? You'll make that up before in suite sales before the season starts. Like, I don't think you wait because April 1st is a long way away in transfer portal world.
That's a good point.
Because if you wait till then, you still have to 24 hours board meeting, press conference. Now he's got to get staff. Now, like, I would rather by April 1st, we've already had an announcement. We've had a board. We've had the board meeting. We've had an announcement. We've had a press conference. We've started to put staff together. We're full blown starting to recruit now in April. I know it sounds silly because it's only like 5 days, but it's like 5 days in the transfer portal world, especially right now.
Oh yeah,
and especially when at this point you only have three guys still on the roster technically. Right? Did Manny go in the portal yet?
I haven't seen that.
Okay, I think
that's not to say he hasn't. No, yeah, I just haven't
but
seen that.
Am I right in Tyler, Manny, and Brandon are the only guys not in the portal?
That's the only ones.
Yeah, so that means you and I would. I would think on pretty good accord that Brandon's going to at least test the waters.
Right.
You probably are. You probably need to be recruiting. you're going to have to put together a roster.
So. Who of those guys who are both in the portal, just any of the people from last year, if it's Richard, we could do this for Schertz. We could do this because Schertz plays that style with a lot of passing, a lot of shooting. Mm-hmm. We're familiar with Richard's style. Absolutely. Just because we saw it here from his dad.
All three of those guys.
We've seen that style.
Because I can tell you're just not going to let Schertz go. We're going to keep Schertz in it just to appease Nick. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So you guys know. Nick is not going to let Josh Schertz go, so we're going
to
keep him
clinging to him like wreckage in a storm.
Okay, fair enough. But those three all kind of play the same offense-ish.
Right.
If you're a basketball Benny, you could say, no, well, hang on now. Motions are different there. They do a lot of different stuff. But it's fairly fast-paced.
Right.
Only difference is with Richard and the other two is I do think there's a little more of an emphasis on the defensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Because those guys, I think Kelsey and I read it the other day, I think Kelsey and Schertz or Indiana State and College of Charleston, they were like in the hundreds defensively.
Yeah, right.
Whereas Richard, I think, was 47.
Sounds right.
I think it was either offensively it was 47. They were 24th, I believe, defensively.
Okay, because I remember hearing
it was 24 and 47.
I remember hearing 47,
I'll re-look it up. One of them was offensive. Well, either way, it's a top 50 defense or a top 25 defense, which is a pretty big difference. You know what I'm saying?
You get our point.
Yeah. Out of the portal, though, I don't know. Like, Sky, here's the thing with Sky. I think Richard will have a conversation with Sky. If he's here.
Okay.
Now, with Sky, I think you're going to have to take his brother, who's coming out of prep this year. He's a solid player. I think he's 3-star. He might be a 4-star. I don't know. Not a bad player, but
it's a package
deal. It's my understanding you're going to have to take his brother, whoever takes Sky.
It's very much a Trey and Tay Davis type situation.
It feels that way.
Yeah, okay.
Feels that way. Sorry, yeah, you can get back to that. Let me see real quick. Let me get a couple of these. Mac was a good coach. Not terrific. Yeah. Oh, I loved Mac. Listen, no Mac slander on this side of it. He looks like a youth pastor type prodigy. Just not something who looks like he would mesh. Yeah, I do question how well Pat Kelsey would mesh with this fan base. I'm with you on that. But let's see. The better candidates don't seem too much better now. Richard may bring in a whole new team. I think there's a lot of that, too. Let me see. Steve, your intro to about Richard and Diener's space last night. Oh, yeah. I'll re-go over that today a little bit without the passion and screaming. We'll actually just talk about that today because I do want to talk about I talked on the space. I don't know if you was on there last night.
No, I wasn't able to hop on last night.
Okay, I did a little bit of the just trying to. Now, in the spaces, we get a little more funny and kind of a little more combative. Like, that's my guy, But it's like I did a little bit of the, hey, okay, well, let's look at him if his name wasn't Patino. Let's look at what he did.
Right.
So we'll talk about that in a minute. Richard will only get better. He's only 41. He's had a full career already. I do like that about him. That's something else we can talk about. Of course, the other guys are fairly young, too. I think Pat Kelsey is in his 40s. We know, Nick. Josh Schertz is in his 40s.
I think he's 41.
Okay. let it go. So.
How come I'm getting crushed for shirts when all Dieter and all the Maven show has been about Richard Pitino? But like, we were getting crap for backing our candidate, like shirts. Well, like, come on.
Well, there's only been three reports out.
And there's been reports that he might still be in play, too. So, like,
joking. That's fair. That's fair. Somebody sent me a thing, too. Norlander said Steve Lutz at Western Kentucky could be a candidate now for the job.
I was wondering if there any other dark horses were, because the longer this goes on, you got to think more names are going to emerge.
Yeah. So, I mean,
a new challenger has entered the arena.
We keep going down. Who's the coach at it's Tim Hayworth? He's the coach of Mail. He does a pretty good job. I feel like the longer this search goes, man.
I mean,
we're gonna be picking guys.
He is a good coach. Yeah,
like, there's some pretty good high school coaches around here. Oh gosh, dude.
Is there any? At what point? Because I don't think you're there yet. But at what point are you just like, really? We're here? Because I feel like Richard has you excited.
Yeah.
But I mean, at what point?
Listen, I think he's got a good resume too. But also, a lot of it is based off the situation.
Right.
So that's why I say no. I'm a little. I'll be honest with you. I'm a little surprised we're here. I really am.
I feel like you're not alone.
Yeah, I really am a little surprised. Like I said, now I can say, I told somebody this. I said, I would love Richard here. I think he would do great. And I just want him here. But I can also say, this search has me scratching my head just a touch. Like, I don't know how great it's been. Like, we'll see. But that's not me coming after Josh Hurd necessarily. I'm not saying that, but it is kind of fascinating that we've only had one reported offer really out there to a Power Five coach. That's kind of, okay, I guess we'll see, but. Yeah, I'm a little surprised we're here. I will say that. Yeah,
but like I see what you're saying, mm-hmm. but at the same time, with that also, you don't want to be shopping around to every Power Five coach because if they shoot you down, then it's like, wow, the entire Power Five doesn't want to come to Louisville.
And there's a lot of turnover in college basketball right now. There's a lot of guys that are just right now in the Power Five. Let me fight myself really quick. There's a lot of guys in the Power Five right now with the where we're at that there's so much turnover that the guys that are in the Power Five that are good candidates are kind of locked in where they're at. I mean, you look at Otzelberg or whatever his name is. I mean, $18 million buyout, $17 million buyout. Wife is an Iowa State legend. He loves it there. He's doing a great job. He's a two seed in the tournament still. You know, Shaka, he's there. At his home, like you said. I mean, you know, it's a tough gig. I mean, Mick Cronin, $20 million buyout. We can't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Nate like Oates, similar.
Nate Oates, big buyout. Alabama ponied up for him. Okay, can't do that. I mean, you could argue if you wanted to get mad about something, you could say, I would never fault an AD for doing this per se, but you could say the moral thing that Josh has really dug his feet in on is would aggravate you because you do feel like, okay, there's three candidates. I'm not vouching for them or anything, but you feel like Will Wade, Sean Miller, Chris Beard, guys, and I know they didn't do the same thing, but those obviously aren't options for Josh Hurd, and I understand where people could get upset about that, but you know what I'm saying? Like, So when you get down to it, I mean, I guess arguing myself off a cliff there is, okay, well, where else do you want to go in the Power Five?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of them.
Our Power Six, really, in college basketball.
Like you said, a lot of them got written off because of buyouts or moral clause.
Or something happened. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot there. We got some people on the phone lines, too. A lot of texts I still need to get to. We'll start with Chuck. Chuck's been waiting for a while, man. What's going on, Chuck?
What's happening, guys?
That's it, man.
Hey.
Hey, I think, you know, everybody's talking about these coaches not wanting to come to Louisville. Nobody wants to come to Louisville, all that good stuff. You know, if you look back 4 years ago, I guess it was four when they hired Chris Mack 5 years ago, a couple things different. You know, the buyouts are crazy now, right? They used to not have these huge buyouts like you guys just talked about. But the other thing is NIL. Coaches, mid-major coaches, high mid-major coaches, low major coaches, you know, all they want to do is win. And back in the day, you look at it, opportunity to go to Louisville, and you think, man, I could really recruit to Louisville. I could really win at Louisville. I could do this at Louisville. But NIL's changed it. I mean, Marquette is great. Creighton is great. There are schools out there now because of NIL that are really good. And a coach doesn't have to move somewhere else to be able to recruit to a place like they did back in the day. Does that make sense?
Absolutely does. Absolutely does.
So I don't think it's a reflection on Louisville at all.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think it's the game. You know?
Well, it's the same, Chuck. It's a little bit of the same in the NBA now, too. You're seeing guys that don't have to go to the major market. You know, I mean, it's why the Knicks, God bless Nick's soul, can't get good.
That's fair.
You don't have to go to New York. It's kind of the same thing. With NIL has kind of made the same thing in college basketball where I don't have to be at Louisville to, you know, as a coach to dominate basketball. Yeah.
You couldn't money whip coaches anymore. Now, yeah, you can't really, I don't want to say money whip, but you know what I mean? Like you can't money whip kids anymore, but now the money's in play because like you said, they can make a living at a lot of schools depending on how prominent the NIL is.
Absolutely.
Now on the flip side of that, you got these Louisville fans out there, which I am, you know, but you got these Louisville fans out there that are looking at these coaches, even like a Patino and these mid-major, high mid-major coaches, and they're thinking, that's what we're getting, that's who we're going after. You know, so, you know, they think highly of Louisville. They think everybody, big name coach, ought to be just coming here, and that's all we're going after. But at the same time, they're failing to have the foresight to think, what could a Richard Pitino do at Louisville? You know,
oh, sure.
Could another coach do at Louisville versus here? So they really, you know, these bad-mouthing fans are talking out both sides of their mouth.
No.
You know, we're Louisville. We need the big guys, you know.
Well,
but at the other time, it's just frustrating. The fans is what's frustrating me this whole process.
Well,
to be honest with you.
Look, and Chuck, I appreciate it. I got a full bank I got to get to, but I appreciate the call, man. And I understand what he's saying. Well, I mean, and social media has changed everything because you just hear people's emotions in real time.
Right.
You know, so I understand what he's saying with that, too, though. I mean, any of these guys we're looking at, you have to project up. I mean, if you're going to look at Pat Kelsey, you do have to. You can't forget that it's like, okay, well, what could he do with...
What's the ceiling?
It's like what we did with Brom. You're like, okay, I see what he's done. He didn't set the world on fire at Purdue, resume-wise. But what could he do here?
Right.
You know, and it's like, okay, I think he could do a lot more here.
Stronger so, NIL,
yeah,
community
yeah,
might rally. Yeah,
sure.
Right, exactly.
Because I still, to this day, and Nick, I think you would agree with me. I think one of my best points about, and pat myself on the back, is how I do it, about Richard Pitino is the grace I think he would get.
Oh, here. I think that's an excellent
People
point.
People behind yes. him, whereas it wouldn't immediately get... it wouldn't immediately get standoffish. It would be very much more like with Jeff Brom, where I do think people would rally around him. And hey, if you had a bad season, it would be more of a. And when I say a bad season, I mean you know what I mean. But you know, I think people would rally around that more so than call for his job. Whereas, like you know, because I mean,
I'd agree with that.
I mean,
because part of it is he is a. I don't want to say prodigal son again because, but he
That's
is.
A little, yeah, it's a little different scenario there.
Right.
Yeah.
But he still feels a little bit more like one of ours.
Yeah. You're whereas crying. I don't know if Pat Kelsey comes in here.
Or Josh Schertz.
Jesus Christ. Josh Schertz. By the way, somebody said that Matt Norlander thing was from Monday.
Oh, okay.
So it
All
might
right.
be. Which in coaching search time is 3 years ago.
Yeah, seriously.
So, because on Monday, I was convinced Josh Schertz was the head coach. So here we sit on Wednesday, and I don't think he's a candidate anymore. And I'm sorry. I don't. Maybe he is. I just see you're like a little puppy dog every time I say that.
We can agree to disagree.
I'm sorry. just agreed to disagree on it. Okay, I did watch their game last night. It was a fun game. It was. It really was.
So now Josh Ertz does have victories against Power Five. Now, I mean, this guy got one against the Big Ten. Got one against the Big 12. Forgot who they played in the opener.
It was probably a. It was probably a Power Five team.
Yeah.
I mean, he is winning an NIT in which seven of the top three seeds declined. But, I mean, you know, whatever.
You just can't let me have sprinkles on my donut, can you? You just can't let me have them.
We have two Steves. So we're going to go to a Steve and we'll see if it's you.
Yeah. And so, Bullitt County Steve.
Bullitt County Steve. If you talked about Bullitt County Steve, this is you. What's going on, man? We got you?
Bullitt County Steve?
Nope. All right. Well, that made it easy.
Let's go to the other Steve.
Okay. Let's go to the other Steve. Other Steve. What's going on, man?
Hey, guys. What's going on, man? I'm just trying to hold it down with this whole search thing, man. It's driving everybody nuts.
It is.
You know, and I've tried to remain positive. Usually I'm a wacko, you know, when I call in post games and, you know, moaning and crying about losses and stuff.
Sure.
I've tried to remain open-minded and positive through this whole thing. But yesterday I had this dark thought as everything's going through, and I'm like, wouldn't there be nothing on brand with Louisville more than for Josh to hire Kelsey and then scoot out the door to be Washington State's AD or something like that. I mean,
we're at the point where we're adding things now. We're like, yeah, it's
man. I'm going crazy, man. Yeah, look, these shows and the station and all the personalities, man. They help the fans get through it, and that's what this is all about. And then you add the spaces to it, it's even better. But you know, man, I'm over here looking like. Looking like a recluse, you know, just got jars of urine and like a nut just sitting in here locked in a room waiting for this coach. You know, fingernails are long, hair's long.
Listen, that's where we're all at right now.
You know, keep the faith, man, and, you know, just dig in, have some fun, dig into these coaches' names as they come out and do the research and keep an open mind, man. Appreciate you guys, man. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
No, but I do agree with him to an extent, man. I think some people are kind of getting a little like, okay, I feel like I'm starting to go insane with this because it's been a long time. And you've got to add, we've known a coaching search was coming since December.
Right.
So it's not like, I don't want to make Louisville fans sound like they're insane. It's not like this just happened. I mean, I've been doing my joking hot board since December.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we've known. We
turned it into a segment. Yeah, you're right.
Which is also why I do think Louisville fans are a little upset that we don't have a little more clarity on March 27th. So I'm like, if we knew there's a coach. Yeah. I feel like everybody should have known there's a coach.
Well, I'm going to pat myself on the back.
Oh, boy. God almighty.
I just can't help
so
it.
So help me God.
I came up with a saying, like, okay. the last couple go rounds, because we've seen. It's been a very tumultuous 8 years here.
It has.
The worst thing to the human psyche is the unknown. And oh, yeah. I feel
it's why,
like...
It's why anxiety attacks, literally anxiety attacks, are the fear of what could happen.
Yeah, it's fear of fear.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, no, absolutely.
Like when I did a spell where I had serious anxiety attacks started hitting me, like bad. And it was... Like, yeah, it's like you see yourself something happening.
Right.
And you're not even there. You know? Yeah. So, yeah, I feel you.
Like, I'm actually taking, I don't mind saying it, like, I'm actually in CBT therapy right now for anxiety attacks. And you learn stuff about them. Like, the fact that half, like, the only thing to fear is fear itself. It's the fear of the fear of having the anxiety attack. But when you, the other thing, Steve, is where you have the anxiety, but you don't have a path or an avenue to express it,
mm-hmm.
You sometimes internalize it, and then you have Josh Hurd becoming the athletic director at Washington State. That's kind of how those type of things happen. And I'm not saying he's ridiculous to feel that way, because that's definitely a pathway that anxiety can take 100%.
Yes.
100%. I just learned that firsthand literally Monday in my session. So, yeah, like I feel for other Steve.
Gosh, man.
I wonder where Bullitt County Steve went, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I don't know.
Let's get Keith in before we get a break.
Yeah, I like that point.
Keith's been waiting. So, Keith, what's going on, buddy?
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Fantastic.
Hey, just one little bit there. You were talking about high school coaches that could coach.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember when Richard Schmidt went from Ballard to Florida? Are you guys old enough to remember that?
No, I don't.
Yeah. The Florida Gators hired Richard Schmidt from Ballard, I guess back in 76, 75, something like that. And he went to Florida and took a couple of Ballard players with him. Don Lindsay and Bostic, a couple of them guys, but I know I'm a little bit older than you guys, but I'm like everybody else. I'm just waiting to see what happens here. This thing is strung out, and so many names have been thrown out there. It's like a dumpster. It's just who knows. And I just would like to get this over with, get the guy in here, and get the fan base behind whoever they hire, whoever it is, get everybody behind this guy. And let's move forward and make our program proud and get us back to where we were back in the 80s, 90s, 70s, all them years that the Cardinals were on top. Let's get the guy in here and let's everybody get behind him and quit all this bullshit back and forth arguing over who we're going to get. Get him in here, get behind him, and let's move this program forward like we've done the rest of our programs. And what do you guys think about that? Let's get it over with.
Yeah. Hey, I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I do agree that whoever it is, we are going to have to.
No, that's one thing that we've been consistent around, man.
I mean, because it's not going to help.
Whether it's shirts, you're going to get on board with it. Whether it's Patino, I'm going to get on board with it.
Sure.
And we're just going to have to go.
Yeah. By the way, shirts is 48. So
48. Oh, okay. I knew he was in his
40s. He's too old to be here. All right, let's
cut off.
Midday. Steve Rummage, Nikki V, Middays with Mark Spavin, 939 Neville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maben. You're on 93.9 The Ville. A little bit extra stuff. All right, so I guess we got to talk about this too. Trilly Donovan is said on now. I'm not saying this is the gospel, but we're going to have a quick conversation about this. Trilly Donovan, I guess, has said on his Discord he believes Richard is going to probably remain at New Mexico. So okay. Now, listen, I don't know that that is. Just talk to somebody. Don't know that that's for sure as of yet, but it is an option, and it has been an option. While he's wanted this job, it does make you wonder if the family dynamic kind of, at the end of the day, may keep him there. Now, I don't know. Again, Trilly Donovan's been wrong before. Like, I don't want to say that. Yeah. True. Yeah, I mean, he's been wrong about Louisville stuff. Absolutely, for sure. So, I would imagine, if that's the case, I still say we're going to know something probably today. Because if
one way or the other, right?
Yeah, if that's not the case, I can't imagine Pat Kelsey's not announced as the head coach at some point today. You know what I'm saying? Like, so we'll see. We'll see. I don't know if that's true. I've not had that confirmed. I talked to people that know firsthand just in the break that would know firsthand to say, hey, we don't have that confirmed as of yet. So, but he's obviously hearing something. So,
right. So, so now there's rumblings that are going the other way.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So if that's the case, then I would assume we're down to one candidate.
Two.
I love you, Nick, but it's not going to happen. But yeah, I mean, then again, I don't know that to be true yet. So I haven't heard that confirmed as of yet. So with Richard. So, but it's something, a guy like Trilly Donovan, it's not something you can just ignore.
Right. He's been wrong about some things, but he's also been right.
Yeah. And I'm assuming this is in some kind of Discord that Trilly Donovan has. So, yeah. I don't know, man. We'll see.
It's tough because, like,
it would be a little surprising for me because I know Richard has told people he wants this job. You know what I'm saying? Right. So that's why I say I'm not jumping off that as of yet.
Right.
Like, but yeah. But if that is the case,
it's a tough one to swallow because
that
one
would be a tough one. Yeah, that would be a tough one
because it's one thing if you go with a different candidate, a Kelsey, a Schultz, something like that. But you picked them over another candidate. That's just the game. But when they turn you down, it stings a little bit.
Yeah. It's like, ooh. We'll
a bit more.
We will see. And again, I got to be honest, this is just from a Trilly Donovan Discord.
Did he say it or did someone else say it from the Discord?
That's so, that's why I'm like, that's why I almost hated to even bring that up. But everybody's texting about it because I'm like, well, I don't know this to be. So, again, talk to somebody in the break that would know a lot more than that.
Who was it? I'm kidding.
So yeah, I you know, that's one that would know a little more than that because and again, Trilly Donovan, while he is right about a lot of stuff, he's been wrong about some Louisville stuff too. So quite a bit.
There's
actually
been some swing and misses. 100%. Yeah,
quite a bit actually. So
it's probably batting about 500. So
yeah.
When you bat that 500, you take it with a grain of salt. But you also got to talk about it, like, and we did.
Yeah. So it's kind of, and again, all I can tell you is talk to somebody in the break. They have not confirmed that. You know what I'm saying? Said there's a lot of obviously, there's a lot into this. I mean, Diener said it yesterday. It's one thing to tell everybody I would take the job 100%, which he has. And it's another thing when, okay, it's on the table now. And now I got to talk to Mom.
Yeah, right.
And Mom's been through it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, man, I've watched that area, you know. The
best of times, the worst of times.
This has happened, watching what they did to my husband and what they, you know, like, I don't like it, man.
Yeah,
or,
right.
You know, or if Mom's looking at you going, I will not come to a game there.
Yeah, right.
And I don't know that any of that is true.
No, right.
That's speculating.
They did perp walk your dad out of there.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
let's not pretend that didn't happen.
Right. Absolutely. All right, let's do it. We'll get back to the phone lines. Bullitt County Steve, we got you back.
Hey, I'm been glued to the show for the last couple of days, just like everybody else.
Yeah.
I had a little good news I wanted, or kind of some positive things I wanted to speak about, but man, that really is a tough blow about hearing that from Dilly there.
And again, that's just something. Yeah, I'm not saying that's for sure just yet. Yeah.
Oh, I know. I understand.
Yep.
It's just, but I was listening to Lloyd yesterday, and he kind of gave me some pep in my step, you know. I just think that's great that I just feel bad that Kenny didn't call him back and all that stuff. But the positive part of that is is that, you know, we're a great city for basketball. And the next coach, if we need to get back to that, recruiting those kids from here, the ones that care about our program, the ones that are like us, Steve, the ones that breathe it, you know, that they want to play ball here, that they've grown up with it, you know, and that's, you know, like JJ and all. There's so many players we could just name, you know.
Sure.
And it made me optimistic about the new coach having it a little bit easier just to, you know, recruit those kids again and then get a few, sprinkle some four or five stars in there, you know, and let's just get after it again, you know. But yeah, Coach Gardner, he got me fired up yesterday about that. So I just, you know, we've kind of gotten all away from that a little bit, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. No. No, look. No, absolutely, man. I appreciate it. I mean, yeah, that's. I definitely understand the appreciate the call, man. I definitely understand the sentiment there for sure, man. Absolutely. Let's keep it going, Jeff. Welcome in, man. What's up?
I've got a bracket comment and then a coach's comment. I heard you say on the Diener show one day how you like your bracket, and I'm the same way. I don't want any upsets until that bunch up the road is out, and then after that, I'll take an all 15 seed Final Four would work for me. And I heard you mention that.
Yeah,
said,
absolutely.
Right on board with me. Yeah. Coaching search wise, you know, at the beginning, I never even thought about Richard or, you know, would have him on my top five at the time, but more, you know, that he came out and you got into it. I mean, the math just adds up that, you know, I think he would be a good fit for all that he could bring. And, you know, he's coached at the Power Five level and recruited. And we know it's in his DNA to be out and be in the spotlight positively, hopefully. But I'd like to see it happen. And just wanted to get your opinion on that.
Yeah. No, look, I yeah, I mean, I would too, you know, to an extent. We'll get into that in just a second, though. Let's keep it rolling. Alex, welcome in, man. What's up?
Yeah, so, Steve, just a quick story I'm going to tell you. So, hold on one moment. All right, my bad. Sorry. You know, I'm working out. So, I just brought a patient back, right? And, she was talking to me about how much, you know, they enjoy like U of L and everything. And then after what you just said, Josh Hurd, you just killed that lady. Okay. You just did it. Like, really? You did it. Like, she's gone. I ain't even going to tell her. She's not gone for real. But so the moral of the story is, like, Pat Kelsey's not the one.
Oh my God.
And if you can't see that, you just killed her. She's out of here. And I don't even understand how we got here. Like, I was okay, you know, with some of the stuff that's been going on. But this right here, you just killed the Josh Hurd. Her blood's on your hands. All right, Josh Hurd, now I got to go take care of her. Thank you, guys. I'll listen.
Appreciate it, man. That got very serious very quick.
That did get dark. Like,
oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, I guess we should probably take do you want to take Nate and then do a top
of the hour
break?
Then we'll
get
out of
here. Okay, all right. Let's get Nate real quick. Nate, welcome in, man. What's going on?
Hey, so I got this simple question. Who the hell's Pat Kelsey?
Well, he is the coach of he's the coach of College of Charleston, Nate.
Yeah. Who? What school?
Hey, listen, he's not. It's College of Charleston, is where he's at.
Like South Carolina?
Yes.
Made it to the tournament this year?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, they made it for the tournament.
Were they like the only team in the conference? So they won the conference and made the tournament? Or like, is this guy good? Is this, like,
Well, it's
I'm not up on, you know, I follow college basketball quite a bit.
Well, you know,
definitely not enough. I don't know who the hell this guy is.
Well, I'll say this.
I bet you a dollar if you asked him if he ever heard of Collar Nate, he'd probably be like, who the hell's Collar Nate? It's the same thing. I don't have any idea who the hell this guy is or how the hell some guy that nobody knows who he is going to get flipped the keys to the University of Louisville.
Well, we're gonna probably try to learn about him because I think that's what we're gonna end up with.
So wait, you don't know who he is either? Wait, do you? I mean,
I know who he is.
Have I been under a rock? Should I know who he is?
No. I'll be honest with you. I did not know who he was at all until his name started popping up in the search. I will admit that.
I just try to make sure I haven't been under like a rock or you know, in a cave somewhere and like I've been in a coma. Maybe this dude, you know, just woke up. Maybe this dude just won 4 Final Fours or something that I didn't know about.
Yeah.
So, all right.
I know. Yeah, well, we'll get to know Pat Kelsey in the next hour then. That's get your Pat Kelsey Wikipedia up. Midday's of Marcus Maven, 93.9 The Bill.